Torah tells us in Parshas Kisisa that Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai with the Luchos. Vayifen vayered Moshe menahor shnei Luchos ha'idus biyado Luchos k'suvim mishnei evrehim izeh mizehim k'suvim. And who's waiting for Moshe at the bottom of Har Sinai? Yoshua. And the Torah tells us vayishma Yehoshua es kol ha'am birei'o vayomer el Moshe kol milchama b'machaneh. Yoshua hears off in the distance Bnei Yisrael who are celebrating around the Egel HaZahav. And he's unaware of what's going on in the Machaneh. And he misunderstands what's going on. He thinks that it's a kol milchama b'machaneh. And Moshe Rabbeinu corrects him. But the Targum Yonasan on this pasuk says something a little bit strange. It says, Ushma Yoshua Yaskol Amo, he hears the call of the people, the sound of the people, Kad Miyabevin Bechedva, Kodam Igla, that they are Miyabev with joy in front of the Egel. Now, Miyabev, Yibava, is usually a sound of wailing, of crying, something that's not associated with joy. So how could it be that they are wailing with joy? It seems to be self-contradictory. Reb Zalman Sirotzkin in his Aznaim LaTorah quotes something that he heard in the name of Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, Zatzal, the Mashgiach in the Yeshiva of Mir, back in Europe. And Rabbi Yerucham once said that if there's a Ben Torah who at some point in his life decides to leave the Derech HaTorah and he goes off the Derech. So one thing he said about him is that he'll never really enjoy Olam Hazeh. And why is that? Because somebody who is a Ben Torah, somebody who understands what Torah is about, who understands what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us in this world, even when he decides intellectually to abandon it, still his conscience, his conscience, whether consciously or subconsciously, will never let him rest, will never really deep down allow him to enjoy a life of chet, a life of avon, a life of sin. Because he really knows what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, he really knows what's right. So even if outwardly he might be smiling, he might be saying that this is the life that he enjoys, his pursuit of happiness will always be futile because he'll never be able to achieve real happiness in this world. And that, explained Rav Zalman Sirotzkin, can help us understand the Targum Yonasan. Bnei Yisrael had heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu 40 days earlier, they understood, they heard the Ribbono Shel Olam speak, and now here they go along, they come along, and they build an Egel HaZahav, a reminder of what they used to see in Mitzrayim, and they're singing and they're dancing and they're around the Egel and they want to sacrifice to the Egel. And they seem to be enjoying themselves. But deep down, there's no enjoyment. There really is no pleasure. Because deep down they know that this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want of them. And therefore, even when there is chedva, outwardly, inwardly there is yibava, there is wailing. And this, to a certain extent, this idea of Rabbi Yerucham highlights a bit the tragedy of somebody who goes off the derech. Because he goes off to Derech and he gives up his Olam Haba. But he thinks that at least he's going to have his Olam Hazeh. At least he'll have pleasure in this world. But Rabbi Yerucham is telling us that the pleasure is never really going to be pleasure. Yes, outwardly he might say that it is. He might give off an impression that it is. But inwardly, as we said, his pursuit of pleasure is going to be futile. And that is such a tragedy. Not only does he lose in his Olam Haba, but he gives it up and he doesn't even gain in Olam Hazeh. But maybe that's the bracha. Because when the person who goes off the derech realizes after a while that he gave up something so precious of Olam Haba and he gained nothing, but nothing in Olam Hazeh, that there really is no pleasure, there really is no joy, there really is no satisfaction in the life that he decided to lead, then maybe that will be an incentive for him, for her, to once again to reevaluate their decision and maybe bring them back at some point, Bezos Hashem, to a life of Torah, where not only will they regain an Olam Haba, but they will also be able to regain true simcha, true happiness in Olam Hazeh.